Neo-soul, the style popularized by Alicia Keys, India Arie, and Nora Jones, has a new face and voice.
Dream of a land my soul is from. I hear a hand stroke on a drum. Elegant boy, beautiful girl, dancing for joy, delicate world.
23-year-old songstress Liz Wright. Her first album, Salt, is out now, a collection of jazz standards and her own compositions. A bluesy, jazzy singer, Wright is hitting the scene at an opportune moment. Over the past 5 years, neo-soulsters have earned critical and commercial success, paving the way for her debut. Liz Wright joins us from our Chicago bureau. Welcome.
Hi, Joe. Thanks for having me.
I've just called you a jazz singer, but are you? Is that how you think of yourself?
You know, not really, because people have very strict rules and definitions about what jazz is. I just appreciate the music, and I'm really glad to be doing something that pays tribute to jazz. But when people just ask me, you know, off the street, out of convenience, you know, I just tell them it's kind of like jazz. So I'm a kind of like jazz artist.
Kind of like jazz. I like that. So on the album, you cover the song Afro Blue. That's a tune associated with jazz great John Coltrane. How did you choose which of the jazz, well, I won't call them standards, but the jazz pieces that you chose to cover on that album? Did you choose them, or were people saying, this would be great for you, you should sing this?
Well, it was a combination of both. Afro Blue was already in my repertoire of jazz standards that I was singing in Atlanta with... Within the Spirit, the band I was playing with there. So I actually wanted to do it, and then Brian Blade came up with that beautiful arrangement.
Lovers in flight, upwards they climb, burst at the height, slowly subside. My slumbering fantasy assumes reality, until it seems it's not.
You know, listening to the album, it is clear that there are other styles influencing your work. Let's listen to the tune Silence.
Weep not for the day of gray, for the heavens are not weeping, the roses are still. They are even blooming, and the whole world is singing of its beauty all day long.
Silence was literally written in the situation that the lyrics illustrate. It's, you know, it's when there is nothing. You have an opportunity to realize that you have everything you need, and I've learned to be grateful for those times when there is nothing, when it's quiet, no one's calling, no one wants anything from you, and you're trying to figure out, you know, how to make ends meet, and you sit there and you think about, you know, what has God given me, and who am I? And when you really want to know, you can see it then.
Your new album has 5 of your original compositions. How do you know when you've hit the right tone in a song that you've written? You're only 23. I mean, that sounds young to most of us who've passed 23.
You know, at the time, actually, I didn't go through so much, you know, self-criticism and, you know, just analyzing things the way I do now. I would just kind of know. I would kind of know when a thing was complete. You know, at this point, my process is a lot longer. I go through a lot more. I do a lot more editing and you know, criticizing. And but yeah, I mean, a lot of times a song will come to me when I am half asleep and I'll hear the entire things. Or sometimes I won't be thinking, you know, and I'll start singing something and realize I've never heard it before. It's really really strange, and each song is a different experience.
Well, tell me the story behind the title track of your new album, Salt.
I wrote the song Salt during the first year that I was away from home, when I went to go to Georgia State. The night that I was moving into Atlanta, I was staying in a hotel with my aunt and my mother, and at 3 o'clock in the morning, I walked over to the window and looked outside. And there were people awake. There were people walking around and, like, smoking and talking. And and that just really freaked me out. I'd never seen anything like that. I mean, I came from very rural middle Georgia, where the only thing standing outside were cattle, you know. And that really bothered me, you know, that people were out in the night. And I began to realize at that point, things are going to be very different, you know, and I was going to have to make some serious adjustments and try not to to be too shocked, but things are just gonna be really different. Yeah. One thing that life cannot do, life can't do it, no. It can't take your song from you. So when life brings a chance for you to give your part away. Don't just stand there feeling scared. Don't be afraid, 'cause there could be a treasure right there.
So what do you like to listen to when you have time?
I listen to a whole lot of stuff. Actually, lately I've really been enjoying Nick Drake and Coldplay and Joni Mitchell, Bjork. I really just, I'm still kind of exploring what all is out there. You know, I'm starting to feel more certain about my own sound, but I'm still very curious about, you know, what everybody else is doing. So I've been really enjoying their music.
Liz Wright's debut album, Salt, is released by Verve Records. She joined us from our bureau in Chicago. Liz Wright, thank you.
Thanks, Joe.